Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. A lot of people ask me how to attract followers to their blogs. Well, the specific actions that you take will depend on the topic of your blog, your blogging goals, your personality, and other factors. So I'll be very general in my answer today because there are some basic steps that you should take to start bringing followers to your blog. And I say bringing followers very deliberately because you can't just sit back and hope that people notice you're there. There are an incredible number of blogs out there. And no matter how great you think your blog is, you're still going to have to actually go out, find people, and drag them back to your blog and tell them to follow you. People need to be told very explicitly what you want them to do. What it all comes down to is you have to become an internet marketer. A lot of writers cringe when they hear that term because they'd just prefer to write rather than market themselves. But here's the thing, and the reason that that approach won't work. At literally every stage of the writing game, you have to be a marketer, and you have to sell yourself. Whether you're just blogging, self-publishing, or trying to find a literary agent to represent you, the ability to sell is required. This might not be what you want to hear, but it's the reality. So you have to hone your sales skills. And where better to start than with internet marketing? And when better to start than now? So like I said, you can't just sit back and hope people find you. You need to be proactive and go out and find them. But where do you go to find them? Well, there are so many darn places that I can't list them all. But here's one good example. LinkedIn. LinkedIn has a new blogging service. And this offers a great way to find targeted followers because the people you reach there are likely to be interested in your field. You might be thinking, great, you want me to go out and start a whole new blog so I can get followers for my other blog? Sort of. But you probably already have an account at LinkedIn, and this blog wouldn't require as much effort as your WordPress blog. Because what you could do with LinkedIn is write these really brief, informative articles, or even just teaser previews of your content. And in these articles, these posts, tell people to come to your WordPress blog and follow you. In internet marketing parlance, this is known as a call to action, and it's a very necessary part of internet marketing. Why? Because people can't read your mind. You might think that putting the link to your blog at the end of your article is a pretty obvious sign that you want them to click over and follow you, but that's assuming an awful lot. Unless you specifically say that, there's a good chance they won't. Part of the reason why is that on a typical web page, people are being pulled in like 7,000 different directions all at once. There's a menu across the top of the screen, a menu on the side, a mailing list sign-up box, a pop-up ad, a picture flashing over here, an eye-catching logo in the top corner. There can be so many things happening, and if they don't see the words, "Come visit my blog and follow me," they'll just skim your article and move on with their lives. With attention spans on the web being seconds long, you have a very limited time to make your case and get readers to take action. But that being said, not many people realize that WordPress.com is a thriving social network in itself, and you almost don't even have to leave home, quote unquote, to find your followers. They're all there, and you instantly have something in common with every single one of them. You all blog. You all appreciate gaining followers, getting likes and comments on your posts, so why not help each other out? You follow this person over here, he'll follow you back. You comment on someone's post that you really like, they'll be very likely to come to your blog and check out what you offer. This has worked tremendously well for me, to the point where I don't even use social media that much. I do have WordPress automatically tweet my posts on Twitter, and I do use Pinterest for some of the great pictures that readers have submitted, but I have largely stayed within the WordPress community and have been able to build my own sub-community in the process. So, what have you tried for gaining followers? What's worked? What hasn't? Speaking of calls to action, please go to dreamplaywright.com/forum/followers. dreamplaywright.com/forum/followers. And get involved in a discussion about this very subject. We can all benefit from each other's knowledge, ideas, and wisdom. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.